I'm Jen, your resident girl mom.
And I'm Julie, your resident boy mom.
We are moms with busy families and careers. Sometimes our lives get chaotic and crazy. We are lucky to have each other to lean on, laugh with, cry with, and sympathize with.
Join us each week as we talk about being moms and raising kids in the Treasure Valley, Idaho.
And we're back, Jen and
Julie. We are going to talk about some mom stuff today. Maybe mom stuff that we have done and not necessarily recommending.
You know, I think we were going to call this our stupid mom stuff we've done. I don't know.
You know, at the time, I did not think it was stupid. I thought it was so cool. I was like, oh, I'm a good mom. But looking back, I'm like, why? Why did I love doing that?
At the ages of my kids now, 13 and 11, I'm able to look back and go, they're not going to remember it. Mm-hmm. It didn't make me a better mom. Maybe it impressed some of the other moms, but no, it didn't make me a better mom. And I'm more focused now on quality time with my kids. Mm-hmm. And I think when I was doing these particular things that we're going to talk to you about, I was taking time away from them, or I was staying up until midnight You know, so let's just dive in.
Okay, so I think there needs to be a little bit of a disclaimer here.
Okay.
So I'm currently 48, so I am on the maybe older mom side. I have a 22-year-old, and I was 25 when he was born. So when I did some of these things, I was a lot younger and a lot more energetic. I'm not quite that anymore. And so I want to say that if you are a mom and you are younger and you're like, this sounds like a great idea, I did too, and I no longer think it's a great idea, but mostly because I'm old and tired, not because I don't think it's a great idea.
Well, and I think our point is we want to share, don't feel that these things are going to make you a better mom.
And if you love them, that's great.
Yeah, or if you have the time.
Yeah, but if you don't, don't worry.
And don't feel the need to stay up till midnight and making things picture perfect, because I spent a lot of years doing that.
I did. Okay, so
this so, is... And tell us the age of your youngest.
My youngest is 8. So here is the first example. Okay. When my older kids were younger, they always had their hair brushed every day. Every day they had their hair brushed. They looked very neat and clean and tidy. If their pants had holes in it, we did not wear those anymore. Right now, my only qualification when we go somewhere is please don't look homeless. That is literally what I tell my kids. You may not look homeless when we leave this house. And my bar is very, very low, because it did not bring me joy to fight with my children to do their hair. Now, if they want to do their hair, and I'm very happy to help them do it. But I have 4 boys who were not interested in looks when they were 12. In fact, showering is almost too much to ask. It is too much to ask. It's not even almost. It's too much to ask. So.
Yeah, and I've even hit that point with girls. You know, my 13-year-old wants to part her hair down the middle and throw it back in a ponytail every day. I'm like, can I curl it? Can I straighten? Can I brush through it a little more? And I've just learned, let them be them.
Well, and what I was insistent on, I needed to have the perfect mom facade. It was
yes,
a facade.
That was my thing. They had to be well dressed. You know, I didn't want shoes that looked maybe too worn out, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. But, you know, my older one is an athlete, softball player. So, I mean, her idea of school attire is a hoodie, sweatshirt, and jeans, mm-hmm. and shoes that maybe look like they should go in the trash, and I'm just learning to be okay with it. That is her style, hair in a ponytail, and mm-hmm. and I have to be okay with it. My younger one tends to, you know, want some of the cuter things or want new, and being a second child, sometimes you do feel bad because she gets a ton of hand-me-downs, but it is interesting to see how different the kid's style is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when I first, I'm trying to think how old the kids were. I think Alex, my oldest, was probably 8 or 9 when Pinterest came out.
Oh, gosh.
So
that's where it all started.
It is. And so my kids were still young. And when Pinterest came out, man, that was like our first experience. Before that, it was like Parents Magazine. That was the only thing I had to look at. Now, Pinterest, man, there were a million ideas on Pinterest.
I'm just really glad Pinterest was not around when I got married. Gosh, the weddings I see now, I'm like, oh. Okay. I would have been that person that would have gone over the top.
Do you know what? I'm so jealous Pinterest wasn't around when I got married, because I look back at my wedding, it's very lame looking. And I'm like, oh, I could have done such a better job had Pinterest been around.
I would say my wedding is very 2000s. You could tell based on the colors. Actually, my best friend from high school and I both. I had like the watermelon pink. She had like the petal pastel pink bridesmaid dress. We look at those things now and we were like, what were we thinking?
I got married in 1996. I had a veil and like it covered my whole face.
Oh, no, I didn't have that. But I did have a long veil, but it didn't cover my face.
And all the big poofy. There was so much fabric on my wedding dress. So much fabric.
And I remember her sister-in-law getting married and she was just doing these very chic black dresses and we're like, wow, black. Okay. I mean, not knocking it, just like, but now we look at her wedding photos and
they're
we're
so classic.
They're so classic, so timeless. But I think in my head, I remember wanting black at one point and someone telling me, you can't have black bridesmaid dresses. And I was just like, okay, I guess I can't have black bridesmaid dresses. You know, a woman that I worked with that was older than me. And now I'm like, I should have just done what the heck I want. So I think this episode is do what you want to do a mom.
And we're not talking about weddings, just so you know. That
weddings,
was just, but just in general. And some of the things that I wanted to do, I did enjoy doing. Some of it, I did not. I did it for the I'm a good mom check mark, I guess.
So I handmade all of my kids Valentine's Day through preschool and probably up until Cameron was in fourth grade. And I remember I had like work stuff the next day, being up till midnight, making them perfect, like, you know, a cute little thing with her photo on it. I like the way you roll, and tying them to fruit roll ups.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And
I stamped Valentine's one year and we colored them in. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe I did that. And I loved it. I thought it was super fun.
Teacher's Day, I would go nuts. I remember this one year finding these really cute jars and I had to drive to different stores because in the school they were in, they had a music teacher, a PE teacher, and then like their regular day teacher.
But then
I didn't want to leave out like the school office ladies and, you know, all the people. So I had to find all these matching jars. I think I drove to four different stores, kid you not. And, you know, it's like, I'm one smart cookie because of you. And then I had to like hole punch the chocolate chip looking things. I mean, if I find photos, I'll put them in our stories. But it was just these things that I felt this need to do because, oh my gosh, you know, these other moms are judging me or these teachers need these cute gifts.
Now, there's some things that I did just because I thought they were cute. I actually didn't care what anybody thought of me. A lot of it was because I was worried about what people thought. But I did do Valentine's one year, and they were super cute. My kids were so good. They posed for them. So I'm going to try to describe it, and I will find these because I know where they're at. I had pictures of them. So my kids had the Valentine shirt because every year we had to buy the themed clothing for every holiday.
Yes.
So, for example, one of my sons, I'm trying to describe this. I'm getting ready to do it, but I'm trying to figure out the best way to describe it. So he was sitting down, and he had his hands up, like, under his chin as if he was holding a broom or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't holding a broom, but he had it as if he was holding a broom under his chin. And then when we developed the pictures, actually, they were digital, but I printed out the pictures, and then we put a sucker in there as he was holding it with his hands. And then another, that was his Valentine's, and then his little brother was holding his hand out straight as if he was holding a broom or like a stick out straight. And then on the card, we stuck a sucker through where his hand would be. It actually was really cute, but I thought that was the cutest thing I, of course, saw on Pinterest. I do claim that I never have had an original thought of my own. If it looks really cute, I saw it on Pinterest. I did not think of it.
I mean, totally. Pinterest for everything.
Do you know what I did do for my oldest son? And I don't regret it, but it made it hard to keep up for my other kids. this was an over-the-top mom thing that wasn't for somebody else, but then I had a hard time competing with myself as I had more kids.
Yes, I think that was my biggest problem. You start something, and then every year you're like, I got to do it better.
Exactly.
I got to do it better, bigger,
so
better.
With Alex, and this was before digital cameras because he's 22 and old, I went to JCPenney or Sears every single month and got his picture taken.
I did that too with picture people.
Oh,
that
my
was
goodness.
The big thing back in the day.
It was a lot. And
so hard to keep up with.
He was an only child, so it wasn't so hard. And then I had my second one, and it was hard, but not too hard. I still did it. Okay, the third and fourth one have every month pictures, but it's from my camera in my living room. But I do look at it and go, okay, well, I'm sorry.
I do go through, like, my picture people pictures, and I'm like, it's really cute. Are they in a scrapbook? No. Mm-mm. Are they even in an album? No. They're
in
the original folders that they came in, like, sitting in a cabinet. And every year I'm like, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to get this done. So, you know, I'm sure I'll be glad I have them at some point, but it was just a lot
to
keep up with.
They'll be glad you have it.
And you know what? I mean, we didn't have the cell phones like we do now. Like,
right.
I see so many of my friends now that are having babies just post the 1 month, 2 month, three
right.
month that they took with their cell phone. And I'm like,
they're not professional pictures. I wish.
And they have the cute little signs.
Yes.
And,
okay, so now for my last one, who's 8, I did have these stickers that I put on his onesie every month. And randomly, I think there's like a movie box in our movie cabinet, because we do still own a movie cabinet because I am, you know, old. I'm gonna feel really old this whole episode because we're talking about things that I did, you know, 20 years ago. But I do have one of those stickers that he wore on his onesie on one of the movies. I don't know why, but every once in a while I run across it and I'm like, oh, that's cute, from when Andrew was a baby.
Yeah. And then I went through a couponing phase.
Oh my gosh. Like,
okay.
I don't even know that they have the extreme couponing anymore. Is that even a thing?
I think that, no. I don't know, though, for sure.
I feel like now everything's digital. Like,
yeah.
Like, I have, like, the
but
Fred Meyer and the Albertsons digital clip it and save whatever
app. 100% was a thing. And when you told me that you did it, I tried. I wasn't that good. I'm not that dedicated.
I mean, now,
like, saving the coupons in my Albertsons app is really hard for me.
Not only did I do it, my photo was up at CVS because that's how crazy I was with couponing. It's just one of those things, like, again, you know, another mom told me how great she did with formulas and diapers and all the things. And I'm like, okay, then I can get my formulas and diapers for free. And you just go through these, like, weird obsessive states. Maybe not everybody, but I think I get this obsessive personality on certain things. And it's just like, what
there were things
world?
That I really did, like, obsess about with my kids and with how I needed to behave as a mom. Now I do feel like I apologize constantly for not being a good enough mom, but there's still that. I still think I have to be this perfect mom because I'm constantly apologizing for it.
I mean, I go through phases where I feel like, am I doing enough? And now at the end of the day, I'm just like, did my children feel loved today?
Mm-hmm.
Were they clothed? Did they get to school?
Yes, my
were
children
they
have
fed?
Clothes, even
like,
if they're homeless.
Did they get
looking?
To everywhere they needed to be? And that's kind of like the theme right now of these ages, because I do feel like we're busy, we're on the go constantly. And I don't know, at the end of the day, I just think, do they feel love? Do they feel love? Do they feel like, you know, they had your attention for what mattered? And so I try to focus on that more. And we even have conversations about it. Like, when we look at the calendar and it is so full because having two kids and a husband who travels a lot for work, I can't be everywhere at once. And you having 4 kids, I mean, I know one's out of the house, or actually 2 are out of the house now.
Almost. He applied
his
student housing yesterday. So, guys, I might only have 2 kids coming up soon. Sorry,
I had to
interject that.
But, I mean, you can't be everywhere. And so sometimes we'll sit down on a Sunday and I'm like, hey, here's what the schedule looks like. And I ask them, what is important for me to attend?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes one kid will offer up, like, oh, go to her thing because mine's not that big of a deal. Or, you know, they'll tell me. And there's times where they both want me there. So I'm like, okay, I'll watch half of your game and then I'll come and watch half of your performance. And you just got to figure that out.
Do you know what was really sweet? I was out of town this past week and it was a bit of a juggle. And, you know, I did feel like I was letting a lot of people down. I tried to have everything arranged ahead of time, made a huge mess of it. So at the very last minute, after I had left and I was already out of town, my husband calls me and says, do you know that Austin has a band concert tomorrow night? And I was like, oh, shoot. Yes, I do know that. because at first I was like, and then they were kind of getting, I don't know what the right word is, like, wound up about it. And I said, okay, wait a minute. It is on my calendar. I just forgot. I forgot to arrange that. And I had already, like, arranged this evening.
Everything was
already arranged, and it was kind of a complicated evening to begin with, and all of a sudden I have this monkey wrench of this band concert. So I was like, all right, I can solve this problem. So I called my older son, and I know that on Tuesday nights he often doesn't have stuff going on. And I said, can you take your brother to his band concert because your dad is already doing this with your other brother? And he said, yeah, I can do that. That's not a problem. And you know what he did? He sent me pictures and a video.
Aww.
Because it was important for Austin that I saw the concert. Now, have I watched it yet? I have not. Because it's a seventh grade band concert where he's playing the trombone. But I know that when I told him, I said, oh, Adam did send me your band concert. He was really happy about that. That he just wanted to know that I have access to it. And he is excited for me to come to his next band concert. And I'd already told him they're on my calendar. I can't double book myself. Don't you worry. This one just came up and I already had something on my calendar that I couldn't change. But the kids, they just want you there. And you, now I'm going to say this, they want you there. And I want to be as many places as I can. I have four boys. I want them to marry somebody someday that they don't expect to show up to everything. I want them to say, oh, your mom has this to do because it's important that their wives or whatever, their significant others, are separate people. So sometimes if I can't show up to something for my kids, I think that's a lesson that they need to learn, that the world doesn't revolve around them.
That's what I was going to comment on. You know, I had two out-of-town conferences in 1 month, which is rare, does not happen. And my parents were there mm-hmm. for my kids. They took my daughter to softball. Now, I've seen probably 100 softball tournaments. It's maybe not 100, but a lot. I've been in a lot of softball tournaments and, you know, a lot of things that my daughter does. And, you know, I had a conversation with her about it. But I want her to see that it's okay that I work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew they were for work. And we just talked through that. You know, we talked through the lifestyle that they do have. You know, by mom working, you both are in competitive sports. Mm-hmm. It's something we can afford because I work. You know, we get to take nice vacations because I also work. Not that we wouldn't have nice things if, you know, I didn't work at all. But I think just letting them see that there are two incomes coming into the household, which means sometimes I can't be at everything, you know.
No.
I think, and you know, it's funny because my husband is great when, you know, he's home on the weekends and he's very present and there for them. But I don't ever see them make him feel guilty.
Right.
Because it's like, oh, well, dad's on a business trip or working or whatever. And I don't see that he carries a lot of guilt. And I think he does feel like, well, I'm off working, providing for the family. So mm-hmm. there's no reason for me to feel guilt because I'm providing
income. I think a lot of the guilt we feel is social guilt.
Yeah, I think it does. It comes from social, or, you know, if you get a text from mom, oh, hey, where are you? All of a sudden, I'm like ready to, you know, give this whole story about it's this work conference and I have to be here. And da-da-da. And now I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm in Texas at a work conference. I don't need to feel guilty. I don't think she's asking where I am judging. I think she's just curious because typically we sit together at the games. And
exactly.
So it's almost the stories we tell ourselves. And I mean, that's what I want to say. If you love making the Valentine's and the St. Patrick's things and the Christmas things, then do it.
And I love dressing my kids up in holiday themed items. And I have a very limited time. I think they've already banned the Christmas pajamas. I'm devastated by that. They will still do some of it. Like if I have a headband or something, they'll put that on. And my older kids are actually a lot more tolerant than my younger kids. My older kids will do whatever I ask them. The younger ones are the ones who won't do it. And just this Christmas pajamas, I think this is the first year I don't think I'm going to get them to put them on.
The year before last, not only did I even got my parents. So we had Christmas PJs with my husband and I and the girls and even grandparents. Last year, I think everybody kind of looked at me like, or over it. And, you know, I think years from now, we're going to look at those photos and we're going to laugh. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, even the family photos, I do
do yearly family photos. And
we
did. I love it. And I know that there's going to be a point where there's going to be a kid off at college or something, and it's just not going to work out.
Well, and that's where we're at right now is my oldest son lives in San Diego, and he's married. And we did do family photos last year, so we had kept up the tradition of doing it every year. I think we missed a year when he was at boot camp. But now this year, I never even sent the pictures out last year.
Well, there you go. You already got your Christmas card ready for this year.
But if I'm going to make a scrapbook someday when I'm like old and gray and can get this done, I'm not going to have a picture from 2020, 2021, 2022. I'm only going to have the one that we did in 2021. It's okay.
It is literally okay.
Do you know what I also struggle with? It's not even just wanting to keep up with the other moms or have that facade. It's that I had the idea in my head that this is how it's going to be, that I'm going to do family photos every year for the rest of my life. Well, now it just isn't working out right, and I have to be okay with it's just not working out that right.
And that's okay.
It is okay. Now, there are people out there who are like, I've never taken a family photo. Well, maybe go do that.
Yeah, and you know, and it doesn't have to be a big production. As much as my family complains, like, we literally just went through this last night. As a matter of fact, I was, you know, showing everyone what we're going to wear, and my younger daughter's
like, I remember you trying to figure all that out.
She's like, Mom, you make such a big deal about it every year. And I'm like, because if I'm going to spend the money on a family photo, we should at least look somewhat coordinated.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, we're not all going to show up on the day of family photos and
somebody's in purple.
Yeah. So it was just, and it's funny. My parents have retired recently. Well, my dad retired. My mom's been retired for a while. And he's sitting there kind of laughing too. And the kids were like, well, you guys should be in the photo because you're here. And my dad's like, oh, so now we're a part of this. I'm like,
Yes.
So, and you know, same question. Well, why does it matter what we wear? Because it's going to look weird if we're not somewhat court. I'm not saying we don't need to be matchy-matchy. We don't all need to be in denim or all white shirts and jeans. We're not doing that. But we're coordinating. So, yeah.
I have done that.
That might be a fun reel. You might have to submit, like, your worst coordinated family photos, because we do have one when the girls were really little. We were in a lot of denim. And I look at that photo now and I'm like, what was I thinking? Clearly, I did not consult with Pinterest before that photo.
I think that that's what's so special about those older photos. Now, I did say, oh, you should get a family photo done. I love photos. If you don't love photos, I mean, there's a lot of people who don't do it.
And maybe you don't pay a professional photographer, but at least have someone take it. Like, the phones take such nice photos.
Your kids care. They want to have a photo of you. And so many women, oh gosh, I'm going to get on my soapbox here. If you say, I don't like photos of me, I don't care. Your kids do. Your kids want those photos. And, you know, I tell people this all the time. I hate when people say, I don't want to be in the photo. I always tell them, you can be ugly in my photo or you can look nice. Make your choice now. You're going to be in the photo no matter what. So do that for your kids. Your kids, if something were to happen to you, God forbid, if something happens to you, they
want
to know.
You want them to have that memory.
And get out of, there's so many articles, get out of the, out from behind the camera, get in front of the camera, but you really do have to. It's hard to do.
I will say, as a child in my grandparents' home, I don't know why they had these photos done, but my grandparents each had a really beautiful photo of both of them. And I just remember my grandpa looking so handsome. And my grandpa used to really admire that photo of my grandma. And whenever he'd catch me looking at it, he'd always say, isn't she just so beautiful? Isn't she so pretty?
Aww,
so I made
so
my
sweet.
Mom do that for herself when she turned 60. I was like, Mom. And she goes, no. And I said, no, we're going to do our hair and makeup. And we took individual shots and we took some mother-daughter shots. And, you know, it was just like watching my dad have it on his desk. And, like, he looks at that photo of my mom the way my grandfather used to look at that photo of my grandmother. And I don't know, for me, obviously being in the professional world, I've had headshots, so I've had photos of myself, but it was just nothing my mom
did for
herself.
Do you know,
really,
I don't think my kids have ever seen my headshots.
You need to frame one and put it in your house.
Oh my gosh. Now that would, to me, I find that bizarre. I don't think I
like,
could.
Doesn't Sean have like a desk like in his office or something?
I mean,
that's where Kurt has it. Like, Kurt has it on his desk, but my kids see photos of me.
Our photos are in the basement, and my kids see photos of me in our family photos, but no, there is not a single. There's our wedding photo. That's it.
Yeah.
There's not a photo.
I guess because Kurt has a home office and.
Well, we do, but there's no photos on our I don't know why. We just never put photos on our main floor when we moved in. It's very weird. They're all in our basement. And that is actually really weird. I never noticed that till just now.
Well, I think it's important for your kids to see, you know, relationships and and admiring one another. I mean, you want them to have healthy relationships as adult. I don't know. Anyways, I'm really glad I made my mom do it. So our point is, like, take a photo.
We started off talking about weddings, and our podcast is about being a mom, and now we're ending with how you can, as a couple, take photos of each other and hang them up. But in reality, what we're trying to say here is don't worry about the what you think makes you a good mom. We've done some crazy stuff trying to be the good mom, but it's just trying to be the mom that really matters to your kids.
So
it's
much.
not the outcome. It's the trying all along the way.
Okay, I'm gonna leave you with my tip, because if you are that mom that you just want that, like, custom Valentine's or Christmas gifts for the teachers. So here's my tip. I used to make them all myself. I'd cut everything on the Cricut. I'd do the hole punching. I'd buy the stickers. I'd make the teacher, like, these custom signs. Etsy is my best friend. You go on Etsy, search kids Valentine's or kids Christmas gifts or teacher gifts. You will find the most amazing stuff. Most of it is downloadable. You type their name in, you print, and you are done. Back to school signs, that was my other thing. Originally, I used to cut them on my Cricut, and I gave away the Cricut. Like, that is how over it I was. Etsy, that is my mom tip. So if you want
She's
to
given
feel,
me lots of Etsy tips, and actually, that is a good one.
If you want to feel like it's something customized, but you don't want to be the mom that does it from scratch because you don't have that kind of time, Etsy will be your friend. What tip are you leaving us with this week, Julie?
I am thinking about photos, because photos are my favorite. And I know there's a lot of moms out there who their kids aren't very cooperative for photos. I don't ask for cooperation. I don't expect my kids to be different than they are. So my one kid who wanted to cry every time we took a photo, I let him cry. I didn't, like, wait around for him to smile. I let him just be him. And we do have family photos with him in tears. He's 12 now. He's not any less difficult. but I was okay with that. And I was okay with kind of the goofiness. If we would joke about photos all the time, too. I'd say, okay, I'm just going to take one more. And the joke is, in my house, if I'm going to say I'm going to take one more, that means 1,000 more. And that makes everybody laugh. When I say I'm taking one more, they all laugh. Mom really means 1,000 more. And so having the fun around taking photos, because it's the memories that I want to remember. That's why we take them. But I don't want the memories to be torture of taking the photos. So that has worked really well for me. And I have boys. Boys are not notoriously good photo takers, but they're tolerant of it for me, and they know how much it means to me. And I think that actually makes me think more about, like, your grandfather admiring your grandmother's photo. My kids know how much photos mean to me, that I look at them and I'm like, oh, isn't this beautiful? And my son has one photo he hates because he had his missing tooth front teeth. And I tell him all the time, I think he's just so cute in it.
Aww.
And I think he likes to tell me how much he hates it so that he hears me say how cute I think he is in that photo. So the kids, even if they don't like it, they like that you do.
So there you have it. That is our tips of the week. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. Tell us, what are the things you did as a new mom that maybe you don't do anymore?
Thank you for joining us. We will be releasing a new episode every Wednesday, and we would love for you to join us next week.
Follow us on Instagram @JenandJuliePod.